changes to the Earth's oceans caused by extreme volcanic activity triggered the greatest extinction of all time, according to new findings by an international research team that includes the University of Otago scientists. The event, which took place 252 million years ago, is known as the Greatest Dying, and wiped out more than 19% of marine species and more than two-thirds of animals living on land. It happened when Earth's ocean absorbed huge amounts of carbon dioxide from volcanic eruptions, the researchers say. This changes the chemical composition of the oceans, making them more acidic, with catastrophic consequences for life on Earth. This study, coordinated by University of Otago Department of Chemistry postdoctoral fellow Dr. Matthew Clarkson, while a PhD student at the University of Edinburgh, is the first to show that highly acidic oceans were to blame. The findings appear in the leading international journal, Science. The study was carried out in collaboration with the University of Bremen, Germany, and the University of Exeter, together with the University of Graz, Leeds, and Cambridge. Dr. Clarkson and the team say the findings are helping scientists understand the threat posed to marine life by modern-day ocean acidification. The amount of carbon added to the atmosphere that triggered the mass extinction was probably greater than today's fossil fuel reserves. However, the carbon was released at a rate similar to modern emissions. This fast rate of release was a critical factor driving ocean acidification, the team found. The Permian Triassic boundary extinction took place over a 60,000-year period, and the ocean acidification event lasted for around 10,000 years. Ocean acidification was the driving force behind the deadliest phase of the extinction, which dealt a final blow to an already unstable ecosystem, the researchers say. Increased temperatures and widespread loss of oxygen in the oceans had already put the environment under pressure. Oceans can absorb some carbon dioxide, but the large volume released at such a fast rate changes the chemistry of the oceans, the team said. The mass extinction of both marine and land-based animals demonstrates that extreme change took place in all of Earth's ecosystems, they say. The team analyzed the rocks and earth in the United Arab Emirates, which were on the ocean floor at the time, to develop a climate model to work out what drove the extinction. The rocks preserve a detailed record of changing oceanic conditions at the time. Funding for the study was provided by the International Center for Carbonate Reservoirs, Natural Environment Research Council, Leverhulme Trust, German Research Foundation, and the Mason Fund of New Zealand. Dr. Clarkson says scientists have long suspected that an ocean acidification event occurred during the greatest mass extinction of all time, but direct evidence has been lacking until now. This is a worrying finding, considering that we can already see an increase in ocean acidity today that is a result of human carbon emissions. Professor Rachel Wood of the University of Edinburgh School of Geosciences says this work was highly collaborative, and the results were only possible because we assembled a unique team of geochemists, geologists, and modelers to tackle an important and long-standing problem.